Corbyn Council will be put to the test. Nicol Vache, North London Socialist Party. Haringey looks set to be the first Corbynite council after the mayor local elections. This is eagerly anticipated, and Haringey may be featured heavily in the media in the run-up to election day itself. This will be a real test for those who are hoping that it could represent a turning point. Services have been slashed, and workers sacked over a period of years. However, when the hated Haringey Development Vehicle, HDV, regeneration, and privatization scheme was recently delivered a series of near-fatal blows, confidence grew that change was possible. Claire Cober, the Blairite council leader, was the main driver of this vicious piece of social cleansing. Her unpopular policy has forced her to not stand for re-election. Many old pro-HDV Labour candidates have been deselected, which could pave the way for a left council, and this presents great opportunities to implement a no-cuts budget. However, some Blairites remain, and it is important that they are not given one inch. In the Seven Sisters ward where Cober was a councillor, three right-wing pro-HDV councillors are standing for Labour. This is why the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, has taken the decision to stand a team of candidates in that ward. TUSC in Haringey believes that it will be the only political force in the Seven Sisters ward to fight on the policies that Jeremy Corbyn represents. "We are campaigning alongside those in the Labour Party who are fighting against the ghost of Blair. We will set out a clear socialist program and use the elections to explain how we can defeat austerity in Haringey and make no cuts whatsoever."